ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 20 वर्सेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 39 40 एंड 41। वी रीड ओनली द ट्रांसलेशन इज इट नो द नो वर्स नो प्रोस। So reading the translation of text 39, text 40 and text 41. On the top of Lokalok mountain are the four Gajapatis, the best of elephants, which were established in the four directions by Lord Brahma, the supreme spiritual master of the entire universe. The names of those elephants are Rishabh, Pushkarachuda, Vamana and Aparajita. They are responsible for maintaining the planetary systems of the universe. Text number 40. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master of all transcendental opulences and the master of the spiritual sky. He is the Supreme Person, Bhagavan, the super soul of everyone. The demigods led by Indra, the king of heaven, are entrusted with seeing to the affairs of the material world. To benefit all living beings in all the varied planets and to increase the power of those elephants and of the demigods, Lord manifests himself on top of that mountain in a spiritual body, uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. Surrounded by his personal expansions and assistants like Vishvakshena, he exhibits all his perfect opulences such as religion and knowledge, and his mystic powers such as Anima, Laghima and Mahima. He is beautifully situated and is decorated by the different weapons in his four hands. Text 41. The various forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead such as Narayan and Vishnu are beautifully decorated with different weapons. The Lord exhibits those forms to maintain all the varied planets created by His personal potency, Yog Maya, purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Text Number 6, Lord Krishna says, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, I appear by my internal potency. The word Atma Maya refers to the Lord's personal potency, Yog Maya. After creating both the material world and spiritual world through Yog Maya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally maintains them by expanding himself in different categories as the Vishnumurtis and the demigods. He maintains the material creation from beginning to end, and he personally maintains the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. So we are going through these verses describing the structure of the universe. And here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada makes a very clear statement as to how the Supreme Lord maintains both the spiritual as well as the material world. The Supreme Lord, through his Purusha avatars, the plenary expansions also, they maintain the material world, and he personally maintains the spiritual world. If you see, Prabhupada in many of his lectures and many of his purports, he strikes this point very, very clearly that the Lord is the only maintainer. The Supreme Lord maintains everything in this world. It's only we, because of our egoistic nature, we think that we are doing that. We are maintaining because of our false ego. There is a wonderful story to illustrate this fact, that there was a king, and he was a very generous king, and every day he would just give a lot of alms in charity. And there would be two beggars who would always come regularly every day to his doorsteps. One was an old beggar, another was a new beggar, young. And whenever he would give alms to the old beggar would say, God provides. He would always say, God provides. So nice. And when he would give alms to the younger beggar say, oh, so nice. The king is so great. The king is providing. So he would be very happy to see that the younger beggar is praising him. But one day, he gave little more than what he would normally give. And when he gave a little more than normally he would give to the older beggar, he still said, the God provides. This agitated the king very much. He said, I should, you know, make him understand actually who is the provider. So, the next day, he calls both the beggars and he says, I have made a nice road for both of you to walk through. Just walk and enjoy yourself through this. But first, he sent a younger beggar in the front. He said, you go ahead on this road. You enjoy. A little later, he sent a older beggar. So when the younger beggar was walking through his road, he found that the road was so nice with garden around and wonderful, scenery. So he was very happy and he was wondering, why is this king told me to walk by this road? Maybe he wants me to enjoy to my heart's content. Well, let me just enjoy. And it was so nice and broad that he was closing his eyes and walking. And the king had kept a bag of gold coins in the middle of the road, thinking that a young beggar would just see this and pick it up and put it in his pocket. But because he was closing his eyes, he just walked past by this bag of gold coins and went home. The older beggar who was following, he was all the time very much, conscious about the environment around and praising the Lord in every breath. And then when he was passing, he found a bag lying there in the middle of the road. Inquisitively, he just picked it up and opened. He found a lot of gold coins in it. He just put it inside his pocket, thanked the Lord and said, God provides. He went home. And the next day, the king wanted to find out what is the result. So he asked the young beggar, called him. He said, so did you enjoy? He said, yeah. So did you get anything? Did you find anything? I said, no, I was just enjoying so much, such nice scenic beauty I was enjoying. And I went home. And he asked the old beggar, he said, what about you? He said, my dear king, as I was walking by this road, I just found this bag of gold coins. And I thanked the Lord, saying that God provided. So the king was very amazed. He said, actually, he had kept that bag of gold from the young beggar, but then the older beggar got it. Anyway, he said, let me just, try once more. And the next day, he just bought a big pumpkin. But within that pumpkin, he just hollowed out that pumpkin and put some gold, silver coins in that. And he just called a young beggar. He said, take this pumpkin. I want to give this as a gift to you. Today, this is your alms. So the young beggar took this. He was very happy to receive that pumpkin. But on the way back, he was thinking that this is such a big pumpkin and, what I'll do with this pumpkin. So he sold off. He just went to a nearby shopkeeper and he said, how much will you give this pumpkin for? He said, few coins. So he said, take this pumpkin and give me some few anas. So he just took some few coins and he went back home. And soon the older beggar was passing by the road and he was begging alms from everyone as usual. So he went to the shopkeeper also, please give me something. So the shopkeeper did not have anything with him. So he had this pumpkin which he had just got from the other person. He said, let me just give this pumpkin to him. So he just gave the pumpkin to this beggar, went home. And the next day the king was as usual very inquisitive to know why, what's happened. So he asked, did you enjoy that gift which I gave you? He asked the younger beggar. The younger beggar said, yes, I got that gift, but I was thinking what I'll do with this big pumpkin, so I just sold it for a few coins. So then he asked the older beggar who was there, he said, what about you? He said, I was passing by the shopkeeper and he gave me the pumpkin to me and I went home to cut the pumpkin. I found so many gold coins in it. God provides. So then the king realized that actually It's only the Lord who provides and not he. So this was a lesson that the king learnt actually. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas and he was walking on the way to Jagannath Puri, he was accompanied by Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dutt, Jagadanand Pandit. And as he was walking a little distance ahead, he just stopped and he asked, "Did any of you got any valuables with you?" So Nityananda Prabhu, he said, "My dear Lord, how is it possible that we can take anything without your permission? We have not got anything with us." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I am very happy that you have not taken anything with you." He says, "Everyone have to be totally depend on the Supreme Lord for his maintenance." And he said, "Destiny, if it is your destiny, then you'll get food. If it is your destiny to get your food." He said, "Even if you are in the forest, in the middle of the jungle, where is nothing where you can get, the Lord will provide you that. But at the same time, you may be a prince. But if you are a prince, if the Lord doesn't want you to have, you will not get it. He may have a plate of food in front of him, but maybe he may have a fight with his subjects and he may not eat the food. Or else he may eat and he may get indigestion, or he may get fever and he may not be able to eat. So he said, you should always depend on the Supreme Lord for your maintenance. You should not depend on anything. You should not have anything more than what you should have. So he said, I am very happy with that. I am happy to hear that you don't have anything with you. And here there is another story to illustrate this fact, that how, that you know, if the Lord doesn't want, you cannot get it. There's another person, a wealthy merchant, he was walking by the roadside and he saw one man sitting on the bank of the, on the seashore, and just taking a cup full of sand, picking it up and then throwing on the side and piling up all the sand. So this wealthy man was little inquisitive to know why he's doing like that. So he approached him and said, "What are you doing?" He said, my name is Bidata, means I am destiny personified, and I am just keeping, as I am picking up in each cup of sand, I am just keeping aside the quota for each living entity. And this is quota for his day." So the Vidata, when he said that, the wealthy man became a little proud. He said, "Do you mean to say that you are the one who decides who is going to give the food to whom?" He said, "I challenge you. You withhold my midday meals today. I challenge you. Let me see whether you can take back my meals, afternoon meals or not." So Vidata said, "Okay." He went home. He bought nice vegetables from the market. And he told his wife that, "You just cook a wonderful feast for me. I am coming back in the afternoon to have this nice meal." And then as would be, he came back in the afternoon. He washed his hands. He remembered the meeting which he had with that Vidata in the morning. And he was murmuring to himself. He said, "That fate, the destiny person who had said that I will not be able to have my meals today, but now I am going to have." And as he was murmuring in his mind, he was laughing loudly to himself. So his wife, who was sitting there in front of him, she was wondering, why is he laughing at? Maybe he is laughing at the food which she has cooked. Maybe he is trying to make a mockery of the food which she has cooked, you know. So she became so angry and she started abusing the husband. So much so that the husband, in that fit of rage, he also said abusive languages, and then there was a big fight, and that teeter moment he said, "I am not going to have any food. I just left the place and went away." And then later on he realized that actually he was destined not to have his food. So he understood that when he was told that he will be told the food, then he realized that yes. So ultimately, if you see, the Lord is a maintainer. As Srila Prabhupada would say, that he maintains each and every living entity. Elephant gets his quota of 40 kilos of food every day, even though he's in a jungle. A beggar on the street also receives his quota. Srila Prabhupada made a very, very wonderful statement and very, very profound statement. What did he say? That the income which a person earns is not concomitant with his maintenance. It's not that the person who earns his income is going to maintain his body with that income. Prabhupada made that statement very, very strongly. He said that suppose somebody is a businessman, he may be earning, but that choice, what he is going to earn, what income is going to, what job is going to have, that is his choice. But he said, but the maintenance is up to the Lord. The Lord will maintain the person. To illustrate this fact, Srila Prabhupada was talking, there is a story in Chaitanya Charitamrita again, where Sarvam Bhattacharya has been instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Atmaram verse. And there it tells the story of Mrigari hunter. How when Narad Muni left Vaikuntha planet and came to Triveni Sangam at Prayag to take a bath, he saw that on the way in the forest that a deer was lying half killed. His leg was in pain and the deer was just moving around in absolute pain. And a little ahead when he went inside, he saw a boar killed in a similar manner, half killed in a similar manner. Went a little ahead, he saw a rabbit. And as he approached deep into the forest, he saw that there was a hunter behind a tree ready to shoot with his bow and arrow an animal. But as Narad Muni entered and came very close to him, the animals fled away. And seeing this, the hunter came out from his hiding position and was about to chastise or criticize the hunter, Narad Muni. But when he saw Narad Muni and seeing his saintly nature, he quietened down and said, why have you come here? Actually, you have made all my animals fly away, go away. So Narad Muni says, what are you doing here? He says, I am killing the animals. But he says, you are killing the animals, but you are half killing the animals. Why do you do this? He says, because this is the way I have been taught to kill. He says, do you know what reaction you are going to get? First of all, killing the animals is an offense, is sinful. But half killing and making them suffer so much is more sinful than this. And by the mercy of Narad Muni, the Mrigari hunter was made to know that what he was doing is not right. So then Mrigari said, you tell me what I should do then. His heart completely got transformed by the association of Shri Narad Muni. He said, what should I do? He said, just do one thing. Just break the bow. He said, but if I break the bow, then how would I maintain myself? He said, don't worry about it. Just break the bow. And I will see that you are maintained. And the Mrigari, having faith in the words of Narad Muni, he broke the bow into two. And then he said, now distribute your wealth to others and just stay here and chant the holy names. And Srila Prabhupada over there in the purport mentions that the source of the income is not necessary the source of your maintenance. It's told very, very clearly. I have a friend of mine. He is a dentist by profession and he earns in lakhs. Young man, for him there's nothing, no dearth of anything. He has luxury to his utmost. But just recently he developed, means he was diagnosed to have diabetes, then he had a liver problem and he has also a little lung problem. So he has only some few items only which he can eat, that's all, nothing else. Means it's not that he can enjoy his meals. Like I sat with him and, you know, there's a quota. Okay, morning time only one chapati with this much of sabji. Not more than that also, only this much. And a particular sabji only and not something else which he likes. And this is going to be for the rest of his life. So then this particular statement holds true here. and I was wondering that how Srila Prabhupada, what he said is right. That he has a source of income as a medical profession, but a source of maintenance is something else, entirely decided by the Supreme Lord as to what he will eat and what he will not eat. It is better that the beggar in the street, he doesn't have anything, but he has, you know, a nice appetite to eat everything, maintained completely by the Supreme Lord. But here, the person has everything, but he cannot eat anything. Similarly, there's another patient who is a millionaire, again. But all of a sudden, he developed a paralysis. He cannot move his head, not move here, not move there. That's all, nothing else. And nothing, all the money, what he has in his at his command, he cannot utilize the money to cure himself. If I tell him to spit out, he would just move like this, whole body. It would just be like this. That is what he would do. He cannot move his head here and there. He has to move the full body to spit out or do anything, any activity. Now this person would trade with any amount of money to get his neck back again in that position. All of a sudden. And miserable. Because you can imagine how he's miserable in this way, no? Completely, psychology is a wreck. So then, you know, he has all the money with him, but what about the maintenance? He cannot enjoy what he is earning also. But here we find in the case of, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have a wonderful illustration about Sridhar Koluvecha. Sridhar Koluvecha, what is the source of income? His source of income was just selling some few banana leaves, that's all, and banana cups. As once His Holiness Radha Maharaj would say, that this world is based on the principle of demand and supply. The things which you sell, if they are in demand, they'll sell like hotcakes. But if they are not in demand, then they'll not be sold so much. And in Bengal, especially in that area, from Calcutta, if you even go drive from Calcutta to Bengal, you find all plantain trees on the sides, left and right, if you see on the roads. So many plantain leaves are there around. And on top of it, Sridhar Koluvecha, and you can imagine that time so many plantains used to be wearing. And Sridhar Koluvecha was selling the leaves and the cups made of plantain. Now who is going to buy them? And off top of it, half of the income which is going to earn is been used for Mother Ganges, serving Mother Ganges. So that means you can imagine hardly he gets anything to eat. Hardly he gets anything to eat, that's all. Nothing. It is mentioned that sometimes he would go hungry. But it said on the roof of his hut, there would always be one pumpkin growing on the top of his rooftop. And he would always be depending on the Lord. He would always chanting His holy names. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nimai would just be arguing with him. He would just bargain with him and say, no, no, you are cheating. You are charging very high price. And he would argue and argue and argue, and ultimately he will take either just for free or just for less money. And this would do every day. And one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that one day I will reveal you the wealth which you have possessed. He says, I don't have any wealth. He says, one day I will reveal to the whole world. And during the Mahaprakash Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Sridhar Koluvecha. And people do not know who Sridhar Koluvecha is. He says, just go to this area, and wherever you find there is a loud chanting of Hare Krishna, that person is Sridhar Koluvecha. Just get him. And when he gets him, in front of him, he shows his real form. And he tells, please Sridhar, ask me what you want. Sridhar Koluvecha says, I don't want anything. He says, I can give you the 8 mystic siddhis. He says, I don't want that. He says, I will give you any of the heaven upper planetary systems. He says, I don't want that also. Sridhar Koluvecha, please tell me what you want. I can give you position, place in my own spiritual world next to me. He says, I don't want that also. He says, what do you want? He says, birth out of birth, please. You come as Nimai and argue with me and take away my banana cups and leaves. That is Sridhar Koluvecha's desire. Now, Sridhar Koluvecha is such person where what was his maintenance? Income means what is the source of income? The source of income is nothing. But then he was maintained by the Lord thoroughly. Not only maintained like this, but maintained completely spiritually also. That was the nature of Sridhar Kolacha. We have the story of Sridhar Swami also, the great commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. Now Sridhar Swami, when Sridhar Swami wanted to quit and dedicate his life, he had a wife who was pregnant. And then he thought that maybe after my wife delivers the baby, then I will leave and I'll dedicate myself. But as it would be, that after she delivered the baby, the wife left the body. And Sridhar Kolacha was, Sridhar Swami was left with the baby in his arms. So wondering now, what to do now? I already have the baby. And now I cannot leave the baby also. He was in a fix. And then just at that time, he saw that a lizard on the floor, ceiling, just given a birth to a baby lizard. And the baby lizard fell down from the ceiling. And Sridhar Swami was just watching all this and trying to see what this baby lizard will be doing now. How will the baby lizard be maintaining? And the baby lizard was just trying all alone, helpless. But just then a fly comes near that baby lizard, and immediately the baby lizard just takes her tongue out and then catches the fly and takes it inside. And when Sridhar Swami sees this, he understands. Actually, I think that I am maintaining, but actually the Lord is maintaining all living entities. And he just gives a baby and goes away. Think that how Lord is a maintainer. So, Srila Prabhupada, he mentions one very nice thing. He said that Lord has made sufficient arrangement in his material world for all the living entities to survive. He says bankruptcy is a word only applied to the material world. There is no bankruptcy in the spiritual world at all. He says because of our desire, we have created this particular situation. And Srila Prabhupada said, I am traveling to Africa, Australia, America, and says there are so much of land, and if they just cultivate it, that's enough to feed the whole world. But still, because of our desire, because of our greed, we don't have that. We are just surviving, we are just suffering, people are suffering. This is bankruptcy. What is this bankruptcy? Bankruptcy is nothing, just artificial situation created. And there, it's only in the material world. But Srila Prabhupada mentions that if one living entity somewhat or other desires to serve the Supreme Lord of his own independence, then he says the Lord personally will maintain that devotee. And he quotes that how yoga kshame vamyam. He says, I personally. He says, the Lord actually maintains all the living entities, but he says, he personally maintains a Vaishnava. He personally takes care of a Vaishnava. And Srila Prabhupada then goes on to say that how we have so many temples all over, and each temple is so beautiful and maintained so nicely, and people are envious of our temples. He says, how is it that this is maintained? Actually, what we are doing? We are doing nothing. We are just surrendering our lives. We are just trying to glorify the Lord in all these temples. We are serving the Lord in a very wonderful way. And then the Lord is providing us all the facilities for us to survive, to maintain also. And people are envious of all these things. He says, the Lord is going to provide the necessities of all of us, provided we serve the Lord wholeheartedly. He says the Lord has that, right? So Lord does that. And if we just have that faith, then we will just nothing have to worry. He said even maintenance is not at all a problem. He said devotee need not have to be anxious of maintaining his livelihood if he decides to. He says, what is difficult for the Lord? He says Lord can order someone to provide all the necessities for you. He says, just as in case of Mrigari hunter, it's not so difficult for the Lord to maintain. So, Srila Prabhupada trying to emphasize this point that if you have the faith that the Lord is a maintainer and the Lord is going to maintain everything, and by serving the Lord very, very faithfully, in this mood, in this consciousness, then there is no need for anyone to worry about. There is a nice short saying, just to some other prove this. It is said that if you pray to the Lord, if He answers your prayers, He increases your faith. If He delays your your prayers, that means He is increasing your patience. And if He doesn't answer your prayer, that means He knows that you can handle it very nicely on your own. So this applies to the devotee, the third point. That, you know, a devotee is completely having full faith that the Lord is going to take care of myself. So whether the Lord answers or not, a devotee is thoroughly convinced of this. And Srila Prabhupada wants to drive home this particular point. And he exhibits through his devotees, and more so through the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just to conclude, there is a last story which I want to narrate about Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivas Thakur, "Srivas Thakur, what is it? How are you going to maintain your household life? Every day you dance and chant, that's all in your house. That's Shiva Sangam. What Srivas Thakur would do? Every day only Kirtan, that's all. First they would do day Kirtan, and one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why are you wasting your time sleeping? Let's do night also. So like that, day and night they would just have Kirtan throughout in their house. So he said, how are you maintaining your household life? So Srivas Thakur said, says, what do you mean by this, Srivas? I am asking you a question. Please tell me, how are you going to maintain household life? You have a family to take care of. Tell me. He again claps. Says, what do you mean by this? I am asking a question and you are just clapping your hands. So Srivas Thakur says, my dear Lord, when I clap three times, the Lord has to provide food in my house. If He doesn't, then I will tie a rope to my neck, and this rope will be tied to a stone, and then I'll drown myself into the Ganges if He doesn't do that. That much faith Srivas Thakur had. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he was so happy to hear this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proclaimed, he said, Srivas, that even if the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, has to go begging door to door. Can you imagine? That's the ultimate which can happen. Goddess of fortune cannot go begging. She is a goddess of fortune. She has all the wealth with her, everything. But even if the time comes when the goddess of fortune has to go begging door to door, but still, Srivas, in your house, there will always be food. So, especially for householders, this is a very nice thing. But anyhow, this is just to prove the point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to instruct us that how, by just having faith in this process which Srila Prabhupada has provided to us, just chanting the holy names, trying to serve the Vaishnavas wonderfully, and trying to do what we are asked to do, the Lord is going to maintain. Again, to repeat Srila Prabhupada's statement, the source of our income is not the source of our maintenance. If you just understand this particular statement, I think we will be able to have faith in the Lord's words, and we will be able to serve in that wonderful way. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Gaur Gopal Prabhu? Any comments? Anything to add on to? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shila